Surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Breathe steady, old man. Prove you're not completely useless.
Now I gotta keep, I keep on breathing.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. Hey, there's Terrence Tysel. I know that guy. He's in the water. From now, we're going to get him out of the water and talk to him at some point. But we're standing by the folks that are doing the demo of the Mark V unit right now. You might hear some chatter in the background. They're communicating with a surface supplied air system to this lady who's actually in the middle of the lagoon right now on a Mark V. System, and you can hear her talking with the crew up here, and they're chatting back and forth, and she's like, "Hey, this is awesome. I'm walking along the bottom." And
I assume she's gonna make sure I don't get wrapped around any poles.
Yep. They're watching her tow line, the whole thing. So that's what your gig is. You just take people down in this Mark V system, let them experience how the divers used to do it back in the day. Is that right, Sharky?
That is exactly right.
That's a pretty good gig, isn't
it? Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
So, I mean, she's in the middle of the lagoon right now. Someone's floating above her. Are they kind of shocked, like, what the hell's going on here, or
well,
does she know?
Sometimes. It's kind of fun when recreational divers go down and they see.
Yeah, well, she's laughing. She's a little tickled right now, I think. You can hear her on the speaker here at the surface-supplied audio system. Is there some open-circuit diver swimming with her, too?
Yeah, we have a safety diver and a photographer. So
gotcha. All right, so she's getting her photo op, the whole thing. Trying to roll around.
And we have a brand new suit, so we wanted to look, we wanted to get some wear on it.
Yeah, I noticed it was pretty white. I heard the guy say, "Hey, get in the mud, muck it up to give it,
like, get it
look more vintage."
Around. Oh yeah,
is that the deal?
Yeah,
okay,
make it look more rough.
I gotcha. Okay, so how many of these systems do you have? Several, or is this like
two
one?
Complete Mark V Jakes.
So gotcha.
I have two complete of those. In the future, we're wanting to be able to run two divers at one time. So
oh, okay.
We're all getting there pretty close.
All right, but right now you're taking one at a time. You got five you're doing today at Vintage Dive Day, and it's an experience that you offer year round. If they go to your website, they can just sign up for this kind of thing.
Yeah, you can go right on the website, book it, and it gets into our system, and I see it. And when I'm not running a boat, we come up here and we put you in some vintage gear.
Nice. And what's the website? Let's get it out there in case people want to take advantage of this.
DivingMark5.com.
Simple enough.
So the big sticker you see on the back of people's windows, the Mark V sticker, that's our sticker.
That's you. Okay, okay. See? There you go. But, the History of Diving Museum set up this day to kind of facilitate these different elements. And then you're going to do the helmet thing as well, the other helmet. Is that yours too?
We do the shallow water helmet as well, the Miller Dunn. It sits over here on the dock.
Right.
So we got that going as well. And
it's like, that's kind of like the Mark V without all the extra gear.
Exactly.
Right? And just so I'm clear, I think, if I remember from last year, all the gear you got to put on to look like the Scooby-Doo diver is like, 70 pounds or some crazy? How heavy is it?
The brass and lead is 195 pounds of brass.
And this lady did this.
No,
I saw her just... Well,
yeah,
but she didn't seem to have any problem.
No.
She's just an animal, I guess.
No.
Is that?
I mean,
what's her story? She just wanted to do this and like
bucket
list.
A lot of people just want to do it as a bucket list. They see it, they want to dive it, and some guys.
That's a good example,
right here.
Yeah, you've done it a few times, or
bucket list.
What? Oh, today's your day.
Today's my day.
All right, good deal. All right,
I don't care. That's fine. Yeah.
Yeah. We got to gear them up. Now the lady before that's in the water right now was probably about half his size.
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah.
I guess this thing just expands if necessary?
We have different size dresses.
Oh, okay,
so
okay, okay.
Dress. So she's in size one. He'll be in a size three.
Uh-huh. All right, gotcha.
And then we have
a
size two. We like to have everybody have the opportunity to experience something that you don't really get to see much, and then all of a sudden we're offering it to
do a bucket list. See much, see it ever. I mean, really. I mean, so. I've been doing scuba radio 29 years, and that first time I saw this was last year here at Vintage Dive Day. So I think it's a pretty cool experience you're offering. And so when they do this, they go down and they walk along the bottom like an astronaut kind of thing and just kind of do that classic Mark V dive experience.
We had astronauts
laugh their ass off. We can hear her in the background. That's so awesome.
We've actually had astronauts in here.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah. Yeah. Now, how long will she stay out there? Because it's surface supply.
About 30 minutes.
Yeah.
30 minutes.
But you just tell them, like, okay, start walking back and let's go. Good Lord, let's go. You're having too much fun kind of thing.
Yeah. Now, we do offer, we're going to start offering a 5-day actual classic diver certification where you're going to be in the kit. For about, total about 8 hours when it's all set.
Yeah. Start her back.
Yeah, I think so.
Start walking back. Here's
Tracy, go ahead and start back.
Stand still?
No, start back.
She's like, I can't hear you. I'm sorry, I can't hear you.
Yeah.
Tom's not working. I'm going to stay out here.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. Once you get going in it, it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, well, you hear her giggling quite a bit, so it sounds like it is quite a thing.
One of the interns from iCare asked me, he said, of all the diving that I've done, what's your favorite? And the Mark V is my favorite.
Is it?
Yeah, and rebreather, all that deep.
And why is that? Why do you think that is?
It's nostalgic.
It's the classic experience.
You,
yeah.
You work for it. You work for it. And when you get in it, you get down, and you're like, this is cool.
And I would assume, just like we were talking about the double hose regulator, it's shocking, like when you compare that to today's regs, it breathes really easy. I mean, you have some issues where you can't tip up inside and down, things like that a little bit. It's a little less forgiving. But when you're in the Mark V, what's the deal? Does it just feel like you're walking around in air because you just got a helmet on your head?
That's pretty much it. You're just walking around. You got plenty of air in your everything, so you just keep walking back. You
just hear all the sounds.
Yeah, and you start walking along.
Darth Vader kind of thing going.
Yeah.
But the main thing is the photo op, the selfie, right?
Oh, the hero shot is your traditional photo that you see with the stocking cap, with the just looking off to the left, just curious, upset, mission.
Yeah.
You're thinking about your mission, you know, thinking about what you're doing. That's that serious look. That's the traditional hero shot.
Ah, gotcha. All right. Have you ever put the glow sticks in there to make it really look like the Scooby-Doo? Mark V monster.
No, we haven't. Actually, Fraser Nevins he does all my video for.
Yeah, surely he would have suggested that.
We've tried it.
I know he's twisted like me.
He is, just like me. And we put him in there, and they don't work very well, but he's tried to put a collar mic on me while I'm in there.
Yeah.
And all you hear is literally just
bubbles,
air. And then it bouncing around inside. He goes, well, good idea. Didn't work near as well as I wanted it to go.
Well, exactly. Yeah. Well, the glow stick thing, I don't know. Yeah, you might want to pull that one off for Halloween. Yeah, she's coming back. I don't know if we're going to be able to get a reaction, but we're kind of getting it because we hear her chattering with the surface control box here, the comms. And she's walking back, and you can kind of see her come into view. It's pretty remarkable, and quite a crowd here, too. People are digging this. I mean, it's just a fun event, isn't it?
It is. Sharky. It is. Yeah, John Hazelbaker and I are also board members with the History Diving Museum.
She's like, I don't want it to end. I don't want it to end. Or maybe she's grunting because it's 195 pounds and she's all of 100. I don't know. We'll find out next. Stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo with a buddy or group. Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explorer Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explorer Ventures Scuba Radio scuba cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explorer Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save a St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explorer Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.